Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart Talk. It's a blessing and an honor to serve the living and true God, to know Him, to have a relationship with Him. One thing I cherish more than anything else is my relationship with the Lord, my God and King. And if people ever trust Him with everything, they'll have a better everything. If you trust Him in marriage, you do that by regarding what the Word says about marriage. Now, there are stages of learning. You got the introduction. And it, when you hear something that God say, remember, it's always opposite to the world system. So many times you've never seen this kind of wisdom before. You never heard of it. Unless you've seen people live it. And when you don't see people living God's word, then you're introduced to something you don't know anything about. You can tell it's coming from the Lord, so it must be good. And when you have a good and honest heart, your heart is attracted to the knowledge of God. Even the parts that you may not agree with yet. But the interference is from the world. What you learn in the world interferes with how you see God's word. And whether you want to believe it or not. But if you jump that hurdle and take in what the Lord is saying and receive it, you'll believe it by faith. Because it's true, it'll register. And you'll come to a point that you believe it. It's faith when you act on it or speak it for yourself. That's when it's faith. That's when it starts changing your circumstances. And everything of God comes to us in seed form, even His word. It's spoken, it's planted, it registers. We receive it or reject it. If we receive it, then we come to a point where we believe it. Sometimes people believe it, but they stall in acting on it. So they never get the chance to see what this seed can produce. But if you act on it in faith and expect it works, and now you can govern your life by His word in that order, because it works. It's alive. The word of God is alive. In my life, I believe God for salvation, and then other things. And I've had successes, and I still have failures in other areas of life. In other areas of life, I have failures. Until I started finding the Word of God to kill those failures. And every time I dealt with an aspect of life, I'd find it in the Word of God. And if I, when I received it, then came to the point that I believed it. Sometimes I acted on it faster than others. Sometimes I believe it, but I didn't act on it like I could have. So time happened, and I didn't really do anything about my failures. And it could be something, like a habit of running late, anything. It can even be a medical condition, like sinus problems. But when you get active and put the Word of God on, you're changing the facts in your body. You're changing the facts on the ground. You're changing the facts in how you think. And all the time, I could have done this a long time ago, but I just started doing some things, and I started having greater measures of success. And some things I just kind of put on the back burner because I got other things that's relevant right now. And I get to the other some things later. Everything takes time. Now, you have to do your life the way you want to. You have to, I like to attack what's causing me the most problems right now. And the things that don't matter as much, I get to that when I get to Nevertheless, to do God's business, I receive His word so that I can be on point when He needs me to be on point. I can be able to do what He wants me to do. Everything comes to us in seed form. The knowledge of God, once we hear it, it registers because it's God's word. You get used to how God talks. You get used to how He, as you relate to Him, you grow. And it becomes easier to obey Him. And the desire is there. The joy increases and the peace multiplies. You get used to this and this is what you desire. Well, when that's in place, then God can really move in your life. The Holy Spirit has something to work with. As we fill our heart with God's word, we have a greater vision. We expect better. We can see how to do some things in a greater way. And this is life. This is how it works. I happen to be a mechanic. I love to understand how things work. Some people just enjoy God's presence and they're satisfied. I enjoy the Lord's presence. But it's needful for me to live a healthy life. And it's needful for me to represent Him right and not argue with Him. The balance happens. You know, I love balance. Some people get very zealous towards God. And they want other people to be zealous. Some people are more laid back. And they love God. And they want to represent Him right. You got different types of people. And people are designed for different functions. But when you find a healthy balance, you still have your zeal. You still want to do God's will. And some people like to be more reserved, which is fine. That, you know, reserved people can reach people that zealous people can't. Zealous people can reach people that reserved people can't. So we need each other. It's not one is right, one is wrong. But when you find your healthy balance, you're going to be much more effective. And because people will die and go to hell if nothing happens to interrupt that course that they've chosen to go on, you know, once people believe wrong, their heart gets harder and they're on a downward spiral straight on into hell. That's not necessary. Something needs to wake them up to this kind of love. And when we follow God, we can do it. It's insurmountable to us. We can't do it of ourselves. Nobody can. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Now that's a living fact. You can do all things through Christ. The Word of God will show you how. The Holy Spirit will help you understand it. It'll help you understand it. Get rid of what's causing you to doubt God. And you'll understand. See, you don't just learn God's word. You understand how to undo the will of the world, the guidance of the world. The world is trying to guide you. The world is trying to hijack your life, just like when terrorists hijack a plane and take the plane where they want it to go and use the people as hostages to get money or whatever, or make their political point. The world is trying to hijack your life so that your life will cause other people to fail in their life. This is why we must learn God's word and be mature. Some people are reckless. And I mean reckless. There are people, they never learn God's ways and how to govern their life, how to control their tongue. Because they saw how their parents' marriage was. They were raised by people that fuss to get and talk loud to get their point across, and they fuss and argue. So that definition of marriage is what they saw their parents do. And they expect their husband to act just like their dad. And they act just like them, you know, the woman act like the mother, or the man act like his dad, and expect his wife to act like his mother did. And that's how they understand. That's that version of what marriage is. But it was wrong. And so when their children see them, each person's parents were different. And they're different people, but the way that they govern their lives is modeled by their parents, not the Word of God. But whatever their parents had right from the Word of God, that's included. So they start learning God's ways, but they never did anything about the relationship skills. They never read 1 Peter, and when they did, they didn't capture it. It didn't register. And you have to study for it to register, for you to receive it. Some people receive it and they agree with it on the surface, but they don't let it in their heart to change their life. 1 Peter models us to love others just like Jesus loves you. If that's in place, you're not gonna do some things negative in the marriage. If you love your wife like Jesus loved the church, and preachers touch on this from time to time, even in every denomination, people touch on it. But that touch on it is enough to get you started. But if you research it, it works. And so many people don't have biblical skills. And because they don't have biblical skills, and they go into church, whatever they do gets mixed up in the soup. And their children see it, and they springboard the whole thing all over again. But if you learn biblical skills, what happens to your influence? What happens to your advice? What happens to your lifestyle? You're showing people greater. Now, what if both spouses do it? The husband and the wife get on board with God and relearn skills in front of their children. And their children will see that they used to fuss and fight. Now they talk and communicate. And they work together. And after a while, things start getting better. The house is clean. They got rid of the drama. They start fixing the healthy attitudes get you promoted on your job. They start making more income. They move to a better neighborhood. Or they fix up that house that they already have. And they start planning better. And they have more to work with. And the children say, hey, the Word. And because their parents studied the Word of God and become excited about it, then the chances are much higher that the children will do the same thing. Because they really don't want to go back to the old mama and dad. They want to continue on with the new mama and dad. They feel more secure. And they have a healthy respect for the Word of God. Now, what's God going to teach them that they're interested in? You see, your generations get stronger. But sometimes people just will not be wrong. See, when pride looks within, I'm right because I say so. Because I want to be. And all, when people are getting that kind of pride, they spend most of their life trying to look good. They act a certain way at home. They act a certain way at church. And that won't last. But a lifestyle, life will last. Acting will not last. And eventually somebody's going to say something, rub you the wrong way, and the demons are going to manifest. I'm talking about the darkness that people never dealt with. It's going to manifest. That's what the enemy uses to keep us back, hold us back, keep us in the dark. Now, the darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people. In order to reverse this jump, you're going to have to learn the Word of God and become skilled in it. Hear each other out. If you win the argument in a marriage, nobody won. You got to do it God's way. That's the only way it's going to work right. Winning an argument don't make the person love you more. Even if you're right, and you get and you come to a point of growth, that's good. But do it God's way. Sometimes it's time to show people new information. Do it when they can receive it, not when they're frustrated. Wait. If I do something to aggravate my wife, I wait till she's not aggravated. Then I share God's word. I wait till she can receive. Sometimes it takes a while. Sometimes it don't. Because in life, we do things that rub people the wrong way. That's just how it is. I might work too much. Or I might do something she didn't want, wish I didn't do. Whatever. Wait. The word is sown in peace. It's too important to try to make get somebody receive it when they're frustrated. When you want what's right, do what's right. Do the word of God so that God can move in your life. He wants to. He wants to be a blessing to you. Now, when you follow him, it works out. When people try the world's way, they live a certain way at home in front of their children. But when the children go to sleep, they watch creepy things on the computer. And they try to hide. You can't hide sin. And when people start other relationships, they sneak around on their spouse. The enemy will make sure that somebody see it. And what do people do when they see it? They talk about it. And it's going to get back to the people you really don't want them to know. It's going to get back to everybody. People are going to find it. And they'll try to hide it from them. They don't want to get caught spilling the beans on you. They might not tell your children. They might not tell your wife. But it's coming. It's going to be old news in just a matter of days. There are no secrets. When people do a secret, the sun always rises on the day when it's shouted on the rooftop. Something is shouted. We don't get on our rooftops like they did in Israel. People don't have rooftop balconies. But it's shouted just the same. They text each other. And they'll use nicknames to get the point of this is done because you started something that shouldn't have been started, and the enemy's using it to tear down moral trust. And it hurts. Hurts everybody. Hurts all your friends. When a man betrays his wife or a woman betrays her husband, it hurts the family to the core. Her in-laws are hurt. Her parents are hurt. And if somebody gets pregnant, now everybody knows. Then they get divorced and have to go through all that. And the relationships are forever changed. They may love you, but you've disappointed everybody. You put your friends in a bad position, the ones that know what you were doing, the ones that advised you to do it, and ran their mouth because they have no restraint, and they say, I wouldn't take this, I wouldn't do this. Nobody ever mentioned the word God. What did God say about this? They don't do that. They say what I do. Then when their friend mess up their good marriage, now they feel stupid. And they sow discord by their stupid advice. Messed up everything. Their children, everything. This is what the world would do to you. This is why God made the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and told Adam not to touch it. God can't create sin, but he can make a tree to bring about a point. Some things you got to say no to. Some things you have to have restraint against. But the healthy life of God can make the difference. If you receive the healthy life of God, you also receive the strength to have restraint against the things that will destroy you and destroy every relationship you have. Now, this is more than just relationships. This is everything. Everything of God is under attack by the world. But you have to receive the word of God to enforce Satan's defeat. Now, I'm out of time again. I like getting wound up in the Holy Ghost, but I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.